If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Uncensored.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the podcast that is all about intellectually immature nonsense.
I have a very particular set of skills.
And by God, this is the BS.
Uncensored.
All right, here it is, episode 18 of the BS Uncensored. My name's Jason Bailey. Thanks for being here. There's Nikki D.
That is me.
There's Nelson.
Hello.
There's Dougie T.
Hey there.
Welcome to the podcast. First time in 2024. Sorry about the hickety ups, but Nelson's a dick.
Yes.
And he fucked everything up with moving to Nebraska. Nikki D's depressed. Dougie T's trying to learn how to push buttons for the show. I'm beside myself going stir crazy. I mean, damn, you know what? And the thing that pisses me off most, you want to know what pisses me off most about you moving to Nebraska?
I do.
I don't want to tell you.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to tell you.
I want to know. I'm sitting here on the edge of my seat. I'm like, what are you most pissed off about?
You know we video record this, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Okay, I'm just saying that, like, you are very much not on the edge of your seat.
That's a literal term, Nelson. I'm not dangling about to fall on the floor.
That's a metaphorical term.
Yeah, like, literally would be you saying, I love you so much.
Yeah,
dude, it's a literal term.
Literally, I'm on the edge of my seat. Which means I'm not really. It's just the same. God, I don't know what the fuck's the difference.
And just like order up, she's accidentally correct as she says it, because literally it is a term.
You know, if she ever murdered somebody, I think she could convince the cop, even though she's guilty, that she's innocent.
For sure.
Of course I could.
Oh, so you have it on camera that I'm stabbing that bitch? Literally, that's not me. Don't you realize? She's gray. Well, ma'am, it's in black and white. Yeah, I'm black.
Duh.
Well, you want to know what pisses me off most?
Yes, I do.
I want to tell you. I'm not going to tell him.
Okay, tell me.
He moved back to Nebraska. Why?
Because he wanted to be closer to his kids, and he was struggling with money.
Okay, but the main reason.
That's his main reason.
The kids.
His kids.
I like his kids. All right? I do. They're good kids. But because
I knew a butt was coming.
But because of this strife, how do you like that?
Because of the strife,
I'm going to learn to not like his children as they get older.
You can't say that.
He's going to hold it against them.
I mean,
that's fair.
So you're not going to send them cards for their graduation and stuff?
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Don't even invite you, huh?
No, okay. Nothing. I mean, like, it's going to get to a point where, you know, I'm sure we'll always be friends for years and years and years. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't know. My history, probably not. But, but you know, it's going to, like, his son's going to come to me. He's, like, 28. And he's like, Mr. Bailey, Mr. Jason, you know, you remember me? I'm, you know, Nelson's son. I'm like, man, I've hated you for years.
When he looks at you with those doe eyes and says, Uncle Jason.
Yeah, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do it.
It's not the kid's fault.
It is. Well, you both just said it's the kid's
fault. It's literally the kid's fault.
It's the reason why he had to go back, but they didn't ask to be born. So this still circles back to it's Nelson's fault. It's not the kid's fault.
I didn't ask to be born either, for the record.
Whatever.
You and me both.
Right.
I resent my mother every day for being here.
No joke.
I would rather be unknown. It's her fault.
That's not true.
Yes.
Right. This week, and so sorry about not releasing the podcast for the first couple weeks of 2024, but we're figuring this shit out. So we have it figured out for the most. I'm still low, and it's just driving me insane. But
turn them up.
Yeah, anyway, so we got this figured out, and then that's good. So Nikki D's birthday is this week.
It is.
And again, you know, if you listen to the radio show, and I know for those that are not in Sacramento that listen to 98 Rock, either on the Odyssey app or thebaileyshow.com, we appreciate that. So you've heard us talk about Nikki's birthday.
Which and is today.
The long list. Yeah, today we release it on Wednesday, so it's today. And the list and how it drives
Happy
me nuts.
Birthday.
It drives me nuts. Happy birthday and all that stuff. And if it were actually Wednesday, you'd be really thanking me and talking to me about the awesome things that,
you got me?
Things that I did for you and mm-hmm. stuff. But, you know, the more I hear, what the hell was that noise?
Nelson,
what's up? What are you doing?
A pair of headphones fell.
Oh, okay. Sound like you're beating one of your kids for not liking it.
Flogging the dolphin.
So, you know, I've learned more about Nikki D. Like, really, I credit myself really for digging into this, is because for years that I've known her, it's always driven me nuts that she releases this list of things that she wants for her birthday to people.
Yes,
she's essentially begging,
not begging, informing
the public. Hey, look, I need nails.
I'm informing the public.
I need money.
Mm-hmm.
That's begging.
That's not begging. That is, people ask me every year, what do you want for your birthday? This puts everything in the same place for everybody. And if multiple people send me money, no harm, no foul. If multiple people buy me Pandora charms, no harm, no foul. So I put things in the public so that the multitude that ask me can know what I want.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
You're coming up the escalator at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
You get to the top floor. You see a young couple talking and doing something with their wallets or their hands or their purses. They're occupied.
Okay.
Next to them, no one else around, is a $5 bill. They don't see it. Do you pick up the $5 bill, finders, keepers, losers, weepers, or do you automatically assume that it's theirs because it's close to them and they're fiddling through their money?
I would ask them, is this your money? Did you drop it?
Now, they say yes, but you don't believe them. Do you still give it to them?
I'm not going to argue with somebody over $5. If they say it's theirs, I'm going to hand it to them.
Okay. Me too. I just didn't think that was your answer.
No, that is my answer.
You know, you see what I'm saying, Nelson? Because she's mm-hmm. that person. She's begging for these things. What are some of the things on this list?
Let me pull my list back up. I have
I'm keeping
my
the $5,
hair.
By the way.
Sorry, I didn't include you in that.
Yeah.
I have my hair. I have my nails on there. I have my Grammy funds, number one, if people just want to send money to my Cash App. Then I have Pandora charms. You can get me a Sephora gift card. I will accept that as well. I mean, I'll accept anything. I want a birthday shout out from Fantasia. If people can tag her, I can probably get that. I want a pair of Skims. I didn't say that yesterday. That's Kim Kardashian's like line. I want a pair of those. I want a Stanley Cup. And I probably want to get my first tattoo, possibly, if somebody wanted to hit up a tattoo artist locally and get me a free tattoo.
No, she's not taking up hockey. She means one of those, like, Yeti right. type of cups.
Yeah, the Stanley cups with the straw. Because I bought an off-brand one, and the straw bent, and it irritated me, so I just got to get a real one now.
Gotcha. Understood. So she's asking the public to get – she does this every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like people that celebrate their birthday week and their birthday month.
Oh, my God, right.
Drives me fucking crazy, man. Just absolutely
insane.
Because
people want to celebrate their lives. How are you driven crazy about somebody being happy they were born?
You're so selfish, though. A month?
That's not selfish. I don't do the month. I used to do the most. I did. I would post every week starting from January the 1st. I didn't do that this year.
But remember the beginning of this conversation, what I said.
What?
I said I've learned a lot about you the last couple days.
Like what?
This whole thing with you and how you do your birthday.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't be upset.
You shouldn't.
I shouldn't judge you for that.
No.
It's like I have so many flaws in me.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of it is they're all based off of something. They come from somewhere.
Right.
Right. You're just not born with flaws. God mm-hmm. made us perfect.
Mm-hmm.
We are learned flaws. We're educated flaws, right? I know where this comes from. And I learned it on Tuesday's radio show.
Which is?
You haven't been laid in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
It's the dick that makes you do it.
No, it does not. I've been this way my entire life.
Because you haven't had dick in so long, you need this in your life. Like, no. You are just yearning for attention,
no.
And you're even hoping. It's like you're fishing. You're like going, if I put this out there, a guy is going to see this and go, oh, this poor girl, and she's very attractive, she's nice, she's on the radio, she's a cool gig, you know, she's a single mother, she served our country, kind of a badass. Like, how can this woman be single? I would have never found her if I didn't get the updates with hashtag desperate as shit. You know what I mean?
No, don't know.
And so I think this is very methodical, to be honest with you, and I'm actually impressed. And I'm sitting here all along going, like, you are this, you know, me, narcissistic, selfish, it's this and this and that. And this is all strategy, and it's fucking brilliant. And I am, like, I'm ashamed of myself for not realizing this 7-8 years ago.
Well, you should have realized this long ago, but it's not because I'm deprived of anything. It's Dick. Simple. People ask, Dick. I deliver. Do you know my 40th? Now, strangers, this time, absolute strangers that I did not really know. People from my stream mail things to my house. People just want to give me gifts because I have a good spirit that people latch onto. That's simply what it is.
And I love that you keep up with it. Like, you own this.
I do.
Yeah, like, that's real. I think that's great that you make people believe that.
I don't make people believe it. It's the truth. It happens. Yeah. I've never had a birthday dinner and less than 20 people showed up. How many people can get 20 people to show up to one spot?
Exactly.
I don't see it often.
That's what I'm praising you for.
No, you're trying to be funny.
Wow. Nelson, do you think I'm trying to be funny or am I being sincere? Is this my sincere face?
It is his sincere face. Like,
how do you know?
It sounds funny, but it is his sincere face.
It sounds funny, but it's a sincere face.
It's not an intentional, and intent matters. Yeah. It's not an intentional funny. It just is funny. Man exudes funny.
I don't believe I'm telling jokes. There has not been a punchline yet.
Yeah, but was desperate as shit, quote unquote. You said that?
Yeah, well, I'd say
that wasn't a punchline.
Yeah, that wasn't a punchline. That was just fellas talking.
No.
That's fellas.
That was you taking shots at me.
No.
I'm not desperate.
Oh, no.
I'm not desperate.
Don't put that evil out there.
No, you're misunderstanding. Oh, yes, you are, and that's okay. Like, we've all been there at some point. You haven't been a dick in 3 years. That's desperate.
That's not desperate.
Right. You're in a dick desert right now.
Yeah.
Why do you think someone needs that in order to be fulfilled? Literally.
Would you? I mean, okay, like, well, let me.
It's in the word.
Let me have you answer your own question. Would you want it if offered?
Not if offered, because I mean, it's been offered. I want it from where I want it from.
Okay, but you're missing it. You're yearning for it.
I'm not yearning for it, but I like it.
Oh, there you go. Who doesn't?
I like
it. Amen.
I need the D. You need the D. Everybody needs the D.
This is a good source of vitamins.
And protein. Protein, yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
Like, no, it's not.
I can't even have a fun conversation with you before you go, jizz.
Good girl.
I like to gulp it down.
That's what I say to that. Good girl.
Brother man, fill her up. Up. Yep. Yep.
I'm just saying.
Give me that premium. Up.
That's really good. Give me that premium. He's had two really good lines today in the Uncensored podcast. That one, and you guys didn't really stop and appreciate it. It's the dick that makes you does it.
I always know when Nelson likes a line because he gets on his phone and I can see that he's writing his in the notes.
Yep. He's writing it down.
That's a good producer, time stamping.
Writing it down.
So anyway, back to my thing here, right, is I admire you.
Thank you.
I praise you. Like, all these years, like, I kind of feel a little hornswoggled, to be honest with you.
Because now you want to do it too, don't
like,
you?
Like, well, I don't know if I want the dick, but, you know.
Let's talk about the birthday list.
Well, see, I'm not desperate, though. And I think it's great for somebody in your shoes. Like, I couldn't do it because, you know, I've got a great life with great people around me, and I get laid all the time.
Wow.
I'm just saying. No, don't take that like that.
I don't have a great life with great people around me.
Don't say it like that. I'm just saying, in her situation,
right?
You know, she's you know, kind of miserable, right? She's got the raising the kid thing, and she has no guy in the life, and you know, she's, you know, still getting settled in Sacramento, and she's a little, you know, she's been a little grumpy lately for whatever reason. She's got shit hanging off her armpits, and so this is like her time, and I am such an asshole because I was trying to take that away from her,
right?
And I guess this is me saying I'm sorry.
How dare you?
Keep your apology if this is how you're going to apologize.
I can't.
I don't want it.
I can't win with it.
I don't want it. If that's how you're going to apologize to me, no, thank you. I'm not desperate. I'm not lonely. I'm not none of those things that you just said. I'm not miserable. I have great people around me, and I celebrate my birthday, and I celebrate myself, which I will continue to do. Because if I don't celebrate me, who will? Nobody. Thank you.
Okay. And I love that you stick with it.
Yeah, I do.
Because it's believable. Mm-hmm. Because you're so believable when you talk about it. Mm-hmm. But let's think of it this way. If you just every once in a while opened up with all the truth that I was just spitting out, you know, because your version, or here's the deal. Actually, you might want to change your version, because your version that you're making up with this me, celebrate me, is very narcissistic. It's very, you know, it comes across as snobby and elitist, you know?
Or maybe I care about myself.
Yeah, but there's a way to say it, mm-hmm. and you're not saying it properly. And the
right,
real.
Like the difference between cocky and confident.
Right. Exactly. This is cocky. No, you're not that confident.
I'm both.
You're sounding cocky. And the real truth is what I said, as we all know.
Of course.
And so with.
You know truth.
I think you take a little bit of the truth, because I'm the only one that's ever figured this out. I've decoded it. It's the Da Vinci Code, right? I have decoded it, because no one else has been able to do this.
You think you've decoded it, but not really.
But then she does that mind trick on me again.
Yes.
But I'm so smart. I'm Jedi shit, right? So I'm not falling for this. And I'm like, but I love her so much. I'm like, I'm going to play along. Because I want this to work, but my only suggestion is I would soften up the blow a little bit with the me, I, mm-hmm. I, and just throw a little bit of the truth in there, you know, maybe spin it a little bit where it's like, I'm fortunate and blessed, throw a bless in there. I'm fortunate and blessed,
throw a bless in there.
To be able to celebrate my birthday with such great people and have the opportunity, as well as being blessed again, to receive thy prizes. You know what I mean? Like, you turn it around a little bit, and it makes you look in a better light.
Well, let me tell you again where you've dropped the ball here is when you actually go to my post and it begins to, the list plays, the song behind it is about blessings.
Yeah.
So I've already put that out there first and foremost.
But you know what? The thing is with those reels, mm-hmm. you know, and the kids and stuff, they don't really hear the lyrics.
You can hear the lyrics.
No, you can hear it.
The thing that plays when you hit the video.
There's a difference. They're listening to it, but they're not hearing it.
Mm-mm.
And there's a huge difference.
Okay, so they can't hear blessings.
Right. Like, you need to call it, you know, you might even want to rebrand this shit, right?
Uh-huh.
And call it the blessed birthday list.
Ooh, that's good.
Right?
That's good. I like that.
You know? It's like, you're blessed to receive thy gifts.
I'm blessed to be able to have another birthday, because I could not be here. I could be dead.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm screaming? You know, so I think if you make more, because, you know, you pull,
oh, my God. Sorry.
You work that, like, God thing, right? And people believe that you believe. So you should, like, really harp on that and use that to your advantage.
I don't ever use God to my advantage. Now, I do say that things that I received are blessings.
Mm-hmm.
So I do like renaming it, maybe my blessed birthday list. Yes. But
you like that, huh?
I do. I do like that.
You're welcome.
And I did include God in it with my song. So yeah, he's included.
Yeah, but you need to say it. I need to hear it out of your mouth, because I'm blessed to know you.
You are.
I know.
You really are.
But see, you don't respond that way. You respond with an amen or
you really are.
Thank you, or I'm as thou blessed I to know thou you,
yes.
or something like that. But you don't respond with I know. What kind of shit is that? I'd take my fucking blessing back in a heartbeat.
Then it wasn't really a blessing.
Damn right it wasn't
a blessing. And the F word.
What?
Those don't go together.
What?
Blessings and F words.
What F word?
The one that you said after you said blessing.
Which one's that?
I'm not saying.
Which one was that?
You guys want me to shoot birds today, say F words? Y'all out of control. Out of control.
Shoot birds.
You understand, Nelson, what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, what he's trying to do is reframe the narrative. Not change what's happening, but change your appearance.
I don't think anybody has a problem with my appearance except Bailey.
Well, no, let's be very clear, not your physical appearance.
No.
My appearance when it comes to my birthday. People expect this from me.
As they call
believe
it in the
it
biz.
Or not.
But behind
the
their
optics.
But behind your back. Yeah, optics. You behind your back, they're talking shit.
No, they're not.
Okay, so your birthday 3 years ago, I know one of the people at your table.
Okay.
And they told me everything I'm telling you right now. They said the exact same thing.
One of the they're people talking at my, shit. At, who was at my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that.
Tamisha.
Who?
Tamisha? DeAndre's sister? Cousin?
You just totally made up a name of somebody I don't even know.
Tamisha was there. You don't even remember the people at your table.
I know who's been at every single birthday dinner I've ever had. And nobody named Kamisha was there.
Oh, my God.
He said Timisha.
Tamisha with a T.
Tamisha, Kamisha. See, I don't even know their name. They definitely were not there. I know the names of all my friends.
So she goes by a couple names. So who was at the table?
Multiple people were at the table.
Give me some names.
Madison was there.
Mm-hmm.
My nail tape. Our friend Nate was there.
Uh-huh.
His wife, Alexis, was there.
Who else?
My friend
loosely.
Amanda was there.
Uh-huh. And?
Not Tamisha, whoever you
No,
know.
And?
Who else?
Who else?
Jesus.
No. Who else was at that table? Say the name that you would have called that person.
The name I would have called that person?
Another another woman was at that table.
Who?
You tell me. Keep going.
You're hiding something.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding anything. My friend Shawana.
Okay. Shawana also goes by Tamisha.
No, she does not.
I tried to help you.
No, so you don't know that.
No, she does.
But I know Shawama.
You can't even say it right.
What did you just call my friend?
Tamisha.
Not her name. Her name is Shawana.
Shawama.
No.
What am I getting wrong?
Isn't that a gas station? Chihuahuas?
Wawa.
Oh, that's Wawa.
Wawa.
Oh, Wawa.
No.
Sure enough, we're going Wawa.
Yeah.
Listen, I was so behind the eight ball this year on posting my list that people were reaching out to me like, hey, what is going on with your birthday?
Yeah, because they're afraid you're going to kill them.
No, they were not. They knew that it was abnormal for me not to have my list up at the beginning of the month.
It's like a hooker not paying her pimp on a Wednesday because he asked on Thursday and she thinks she's going to get in trouble.
No, that's not what it is. You'll see. I've already got my first gift in the mail. It came yesterday, right? Boom. Gift number one down. Didn't ask. This was before my list was even up.
What'd you get?
I got a wine cooler.
Like a koozie?
Like a bag.
Like Bartles and James?
No, like a bag that you carry if you're going somewhere and taking wine.
Doug got that one.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. You got a bag to carry wine? Like a bag?
Yeah, like a... isolated cooler type bag.
Hold on,
it's like a koozie.
Wait. Hold on, I have to show you.
No, you stop right now.
What?
What kind of bag? What kind of cooler?
Wine.
I gotta hear it again.
Me or her?
No, her.
What'd I say?
You said an isolated cooler bag. Did you mean an insulated cooler bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Just pump the brakes because I know he didn't hear it. Because
it
he
looks
went
like.
Right past it.
Well, no, Nelson went these in the store by themselves.
The isolated cooler bag.
That's what she was trying to say.
My apologies.
Excuse me. Where can I find the isolated cooler bag?
No, these bags are too close together.
They're in the they're in the back of Walmart. We call that timeout.
Whatever.
You said
insulated cooler bag.
Okay. Oh.
What I got.
It's the isolation that keeps it cold.
So you don't drink a lot of wine, do you?
I do sometimes.
I've seen her drink wine one time.
I can see the look on her face. It's like, what the fuck? Who sent you this?
You're such a liar sometimes.
No.
This was not on your list. This doesn't look like, I don't know who sent you this, but this is looks like it's been used.
And it's
it
someone
wasn't
who
used.
Does
it came
not
new.
Know you.
What's
it
that?
Came new. It wasn't
that's
used.
Someone who does not know her.
Yeah, right. It's who. Yeah, that was like one of those randoms from like Tamisha's going, you know what? I can't make it this year. So, and I'm sorry. I just want to live.
No.
So let me send you the wine cooler that I got for Christmas.
No, I do drink wine. Thank you very much, Nielsen. I have a bottle in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah,
and but how long has it been there?
I just bought it.
A true wine drinker has eight bottles in the refrigerator, right. Not just one.
Nah, I don't drink that much.
So anyway, back to the dick. Here's the thing, is I'm worried about it. And I think this, you know, there's
why
a lot.
Why are you worried about it?
Because I have to work with you every day. And there is something scientific about getting the D. You know, you need release. And if you're not getting it, you become, you know, irritated.
I never said I don't have release. Now you're all wrong.
But you don't get the D, you become the D, you know?
Yeah, but it's not the same. I mean, everybody needs the human contact, the human touch, as I believe Hall and Oates said, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so, there's that noise again. I heard
that's Nielsen.
Oh,
that's
that nice. For sure came out of my belly.
Jesus, both of you and your dinosaurs.
I don't know what he has going on over there.
So we're in the month of January. There's a possibility this upcoming weekend when she goes out with her, you know, her friends that she could, you know, maybe pick up a stray. I highly doubt it. I think at this point in time for you, we're very close to museum downstairs. So we need to rebrand and open it up with a fresh coat.
Wow.
So I think as closer we get to Valentine's Day, I'm going to have to step in.
He's saying that it's become antique down there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because it has not been used. It's from another generation.
What you like to say? The juice is running? No, it's nothing antique down here. We're going. We're flowing. We're good.
Okay, that term has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm just saying. No, it's not antique.
The
it's
juice
not
is running is a betting term.
Yeah. It's not dried up. No. We're good.
So I'm going to have to step in. I'm not going to offer myself because that's weird. And right. I couldn't. No. I mean, she would laugh at what she's used to and what I have.
Right.
So I'm going to make it my mission to try and find her some dick.
Well, are you going to at least try to find a man that's handsome, tall, got something going on?
I'm
going to
try.
Not just anybody.
I'm going to try to find. Someone that you want.
Okay. Somebody that I want, not just anybody.
Yeah, like I'm going to be the matchmaker.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Good luck with that. I'm very interested to see where you will find this person at.
It's funny.
I ain't seen him.
It's funny, for like the last 30 minutes of doing the podcast, I keep seeing Nelson trying to cue Doug to hit the applause, and Doug still has yet to acknowledge him. This dude is in outer fucking space right now. He is like in La La Land. And it's becoming so distracting. It's like a dolphin, like our seal. And I'm like, how do you not see that, bro? He's sitting there telling you to hit the applause.
Well, truth be told, he told me not to touch any of the sound effects on my first go around. So, all right.
No. Oh, you know what? Right. That's a miscommunication then, Doug, on my part, because I meant not to mess with the drops.
Oh.
Not to worry about playing the penises.
Oh, gotcha.
Or
okay.
That's a marsupial.
Ah.
You do it pretty well.
That's my favorite clip.
I'm going to push the camera and you do. Oh, no, shit. Now he's found the applause button.
Oh, no.
Loud as shit applause.
King of the applause.
All right. So, anyway, that's my two cents with you right now.
Okay. I'm interested in seeing how this goes.
And I really...
And I'm going to be open to it.
Yeah. And I just want you to say thank you for the acknowledgement and the observation and finally allowing you to talk about the truth in your birthday.
I was ready to say thank you. I was. Okay. And then you went left, so I'm not saying thank you anymore.
What do I have to do to get that back?
Yeah, how do we go right?
I think it's too late. You already went to the left. You were like, you know, it's not me. It's not you. It's me. I acknowledge it. And I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, we're getting somewhere. And then you're like, yeah, because you're just desperate and you don't have friends and you're miserable. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my God. That was so set out of love.
Mm-mm.
No.
So why you got to remember he's broken.
I am broken.
You're not applying that filter.
I'm not.
Yeah, like
not giving him that pass.
Why? No one taught him how to love.
Why is it with you? It just has to be a, you know, just a pro you without any little bumps in the road. Like I'm sitting here, like pouring my heart out to you, and I'm never this open. I'm never this emotional. This podcast has actually made me more in touch with my emotions. And I'm sitting here doing everything that I'm always told I don't do, and you just throw it back in my face. Like,
no,
it's not a
big deal. I applauded you on this podcast when you have let those emotions flow, and I thought they were amazing. I was very proud of you, and I have said that. I said that when you went down the list to reach out to the people that you felt like you wanted to make amends with. I applauded you for that.
Yeah, but
I'm just not applauding you for calling me miserable. It's not happening.
But I did it because I thought you know.
After you said blessing.
Which one's that?
I'm not saying
which one was that?
You guys want me to shoot birds today, say F words? Y'all out of control. Out of control.
Shoot birds.
You understand, Nelson, what I'm saying, though, right?
Yeah, what he's trying to do is reframe the narrative, not change what's happening, but change your appearance.
I don't think anybody has a problem with my appearance except Bailey.
Well, no, let's be very clear, not your physical appearance.
No.
My appearance when it comes to my birthday. People expect this from me.
As they call
believe
it in the
it
biz,
or not.
But behind
the
optics.
But behind your back, yeah, optics. You're behind your back, they're talking shit.
No, they're not.
Okay, so your birthday 3 years ago, I know one of the people at your table.
Okay.
And they told me everything I'm telling you right now. They said the exact same thing.
One of the they're people talking at my shit. At, who was at my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that.
Tamisha.
Who?
Tamisha? DeAndre's sister? Cousin?
You just totally made up a name of somebody I don't even know.
Tamisha was there. You don't even remember the people at your table.
I know who's been at every single birthday dinner I've ever had. And nobody named Kamisha was there.
Oh, my God.
She said Timisha.
Tamisha with a T.
Tamisha, Kamisha. See, I don't even know their name. They definitely were not there. I know the names of all my friends.
So she goes by a couple names. So who was at the table?
Multiple people were at the table.
Give me some names.
Madison was there.
Mm-hmm.
My nail tape. Our friend Nate was there.
Uh-huh.
His wife, Alexis, was there.
Who else?
My friend Amanda was there.
Uh-huh. And?
Not Tamisha, whoever you
know. No, and?
Who else?
Who else?
Jesus.
No.
Who else was at that table? Say the name that you would have called that person.
The name I would have called that person?
Another woman was at that table.
Who?
You tell me. Keep going.
You're hiding something.
Yeah.
I'm not hiding anything. My friend Shawana.
Okay. Shawana also goes by Tamisha.
No, she does not.
I tried to help you.
No, you don't know that.
No, she doesn't.
But I know Shawama.
You can't even say it right.
What did you just call my friend?
Tamisha.
Not her name. Her name is Shawana.
Shawama.
No.
What am I getting wrong?
Isn't that a gas station? Chihuahuas?
Wawa.
Oh, that's Wawa.
Wawa.
Oh, Wawa.
No.
Sure enough, we're going Wawa.
Yeah.
Listen, I was so behind the eight ball this year on posting my list that people were reaching out to me like, hey, what is going on with your birthday?
Yeah, because they're afraid you're going to kill them.
No, they were not. They knew that it was abnormal for me not to have my list up at the beginning of the month.
It's like a hooker not paying her pimp on a Wednesday because he asks on Thursday and she thinks she's going to get in trouble.
No, that's not what it is. You'll see. I've already got my first gift in the mail. It came yesterday, right? Boom. Gift number one down. Didn't ask. This was before my list was even up.
What'd you get?
I got a wine cooler.
Like a koozie?
Like a bag.
Like a Bartles and James?
No, like a bag that you carry if you're going somewhere and taking wine.
Doug got that one.
Oh, yeah.
You got a bag to carry wine? Like a bag?
Yeah, like a... isolated cooler type bag.
Hold on,
it's like a koozie.
Wait. Hold on, I have to show you.
No, you stop right now.
What?
What kind of bag? What kind of cooler?
Wine.
I gotta hear it again.
Me or her?
No, her.
What'd I say?
You said an isolated cooler bag. Did you mean an insulated cooler bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I meant.
Just pump the brakes because I know he didn't hear it.
That's
because
what it
he
looks
went
like.
Right past it.
Well, no, Nelson went, these in the store by themselves.
The isolated cooler bag.
That's what she was trying to say.
Oh, my apologies.
Excuse me, where can I find the isolated cooler bag?
No, these bags are too close together.
They're in the back of Walmart. We call that timeout.
Whatever. Insulated cooler bag.
Okay.
What I got.
It's the isolation that keeps it cold.
So you don't drink a lot of wine, do you?
I do sometimes.
I've seen her drink wine one time.
I can see the look on her face. It's like, what the fuck? Who sent you this?
You're such a liar sometimes.
No.
This was not on your list. This doesn't look like, I don't know who sent you this, but this is looks like it's been used.
And it's someone who does not know you.
What's that?
That's someone who does not know her.
Yeah, right. That was like one of those randoms from like Tamisha's going, you know what? I can't make it this year. So, and I'm sorry. I just want to live.
No.
So let me send you the wine cooler that I got for Christmas.
No, I do drink wine. Thank you very much, Nielsen. I have a bottle in my refrigerator right now.
Yeah,
and but how long has it been there?
I just bought it.
A true wine drinker has eight bottles in the refrigerator, not just one.
I don't drink that much.
So anyway, back to the dick. Here's the thing, is I'm worried about it. And I think this, you know, there's
Why are you worried about it?
Because I have to work with you every day. And there is something scientific about getting the D. You know, you need release. And if you're not getting it, you become, you know, irritated.
I never said I don't have release. Now you're all wrong.
But you
don't get the D, you become the D, you know?
Yeah, but it's not the same. I mean, everybody needs the human contact, the human touch, as I believe Hall and Oates said, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so, there's that noise again. I heard.
That's Nielsen.
Oh,
that's
that nice. For sure came out of my belly.
Jesus, both of you and your dinosaurs.
I don't know what he has going on over there.
So we're in the month of January. There's a possibility this upcoming weekend when she goes out with her, you know, her friends that she could, you know, maybe pick up a stray. I highly doubt it. I think at this point in time for you, we're very close to museum downstairs. So we need to rebrand and open it up with a fresh coat.
Wow.
So I think as close as we get to Valentine's Day, I'm going to have to step in.
He's saying that it's become antique down there.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because it has not been used. It's no. from another generation.
What you like to say? The juice is running? No, it's nothing antique down here. We're going. We're flowing. We're good.
Okay, that term has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Oh, I'm just saying. No, it's not antique.
The
it's
juice
not
is running
up.
Is a betting term.
Yeah. It's not dried up. No. We're good.
So I'm going to have to step in. I'm not going to offer myself because that's weird. And right. I couldn't.
No.
I mean, she would laugh at what she's used to and what I have.
Right.
So I'm going to make it my mission to try and find her some dick.
Well, are you going to at least try to find a man that's handsome, tall, got something going on?
I'm
going to
try.
Not just anybody.
I'm going to try to find. Someone that you want.
Okay. Somebody that I want, not just anybody.
Yeah, like I'm going to be the matchmaker.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Good luck with that. I'm very interested to see where you will find this person at.
It's funny.
I ain't seen him.
It's funny, for like the last 30 minutes of doing the podcast, I keep seeing Nelson trying to cue Doug to hit the applause, and Doug still has yet to even acknowledge him. This dude is in outer fucking space right now. He is like in La La Land. And it's becoming so distracting. It's like a dolphin, like our seal. And I'm like, how do you not see that, bro? He's sitting there telling you to hit the applause.
Well, truth be told, he told me not to touch any of the sound effects on my first go around. So, all right. No.
That's a miscommunication then, Doug, on my part, because I meant not to mess with the drops.
Oh.
Not to worry about playing the penises.
Oh, gotcha.
Or
okay.
That's a marsupial.
Ah. You do it pretty well.
That's my favorite clip.
I'm going to push the camera and you do it. Oh, no, shit. Now he's found the applause button.
Oh, no.
Loud as shit applause.
King of the applause.
All right. So, anyway, that's my two cents with you right now.
Okay. I'm interested in seeing how this goes.
And I really...
And I'm going to be open to it.
Yeah. And I just want you to say thank you for the acknowledgement and the observation and finally allowing you to talk about the truth in your birthday.
I was ready to say thank you. I was. Okay. And then you went left, so I'm not saying thank you anymore.
What do I have to do to get that back?
Yeah, how do we go right?
I think it's too late. You already went to the left. You were like, you know, it's not me. It's not you. It's me. I acknowledge it. And I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, we're getting somewhere. And then you're like, yeah, because you're just desperate and you don't have friends and you're miserable. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my God. That was so set out of love.
Mm-mm.
No.
So why you got to remember he's broken.
I am broken.
You're not applying that filter.
I'm not.
Yeah, like,
I'm not giving him that pass.
Why? No one taught him how to love.
Why is it with you? It just has to be a, you know, just a pro you, without any little bumps in the road. Like, I'm sitting here, like pouring my heart out to you, and I'm never this open. I'm never this emotional. This podcast has actually made me more in touch with my emotions. And I'm sitting here doing everything that I'm always told I don't do, and you just throw it back in my face. Like,
no,
it's not a
big deal. I applauded you on this podcast when you have let those emotions flow, and I thought they were amazing. I was very proud of you, and I have said that. I said that when you went down the list to reach out to the people that you felt like you wanted to make amends with. I applauded you for that.
Yeah, but
I'm just not applauding you for calling me miserable. It's not happening.
But I did it because I thought you'd understand that I was just doing it because I understood you, but you don't even acknowledge it.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Such a fucker.
Why?
What was that?
You see why? Right, you see why I can't say thank you to him? Well, thank you to you, potty mouth.
Such a fucker.
Then he's going to say blessed after it.
Yeah, bless you.
I told you.
You're such a blessed fucker.
No, don't say that. Oh, my God.
You know what you need.
What?
Oh, my God.
What do I need?
Amen.
A church? Yes, I do need a church. I can't find one.
A man. Amen.
Yeah, we already talked about that. That's what you're finding me.
Not men, just a man.
Yeah. Like, we can totally do the church swerve.
What? Yes.
I don't know about that.
Crucifix.
No. No, 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 no.
Crucifix. No. That's good.
Ah.
That is not good. Nelson, you're supposed to turn over a new leaf.
Oh, my God, because you're thorny.
No. Ooh. No, we are not mixing Jesus into sex. That's all bad.
You don't want to cross.
I'm not having no parts of that. Fornication is already something I'm not supposed to be doing. No.
Gotcha.
No.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Gosh, stick to what you're supposed to be doing, right?
He said you don't want to cross that. Yeah, she didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
She didn't hear it the first time.
God forgive him.
Crossing, he knows not what he do.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, Nelson, you are not out of the woods without that laughing.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
You are not out of the woods.
I apologize, Jesus.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Bad influence.
So, well, that's your shtick. I mean, you're used to banging convicts. I mean, you start doing these guys in church. You haven't met anybody when do you still go to church?
I had to stop going to the church that I found here because I found out the pastor was doing inappropriate stuff with the old girl that I'm not friends with anymore.
For real?
For real.
He married?
Yes, he is.
See, that's why some of this shit's shady, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's the second church of Jesus Christ. You need to find the first. They're all over the place. It's always the second one where the pastor's a
Yeah, it was. I didn't like what was going on, so I stopped going there. So I'm trying to find another one, but it's not easy.
You ever wonder how that works? I mean, you see it all the time in the news, right? You have a guy of that type of power, and, you know, I don't believe that he doesn't believe, right? But he's a human being, and, you know, and they get the pass, right, when they admit it because it's temptation, and they acknowledge it, and they use those types of words. And it's usually well done. Nobody believes them, but it's well done, and, you know, their minions believe them and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I always wonder, okay, so you say you have dude and wife, dudes with, as you call her, old girl, right? And, you know, he's got the icebreaker because she is the beta to his alpha. She acknowledges him. She admires him. He's a celebrity-esque to her.
Right.
He's up there preaching to the choir, so to speak, and, like, legitimately preaching to the choir. And then you're going, like, how does it first happen? Like, does she attack him, or does he attack her? Does he lean in and he says, or does he pull one of those? And she goes, what's wrong? You went silent. He goes, he's speaking to me.
Oh, no. Is that
how that works? Because that's how I would do it, right?
No.
If I were that guy and had that kind of power.
You're an abuser of that power. That you're not just saying you would just do that. You're not fantasizing about it. But if that's what you were going to do.
Well, is it abuse or is it like, do they honestly believe that? Because they might honestly believe that. And you'd sit there and go, oh, my God, he's talking to me. And who's talking to you? My Lord and Spirit.
Oh, that feels blasphemous.
That's when you have to have common sense, because I have had men that I've met that were pastors that have told me, God told me that you're supposed to be my wife. Yeah. Now, if I was dumb and I just fell for it because he told me that because he's a pastor, then his next sentence is, you know, that means we should be together and, you know, basically let's have sex. I'd be some dummy that would be falling for that. So I do not give them any passes. And the women that fall for that type of stuff, I just think they're weak minded because you know good and well that that's not the truth. You know it's not.
In the next line. You want to know the next line?
What?
This is not an accident. Your name's Trinity. Right? Like if her name were Trinity, when she was a stripper, right? Like isn't that weird? Like strippers are Trinity. Nobody in real life's Trinity. Strippers are Trinity, but it's like the holiest of names next to hope, you know, or faith, right?
Grace,
right? Yeah, right.
Grace.
How was I last night? Amazing. But that's like the easy like icebreaker. These guys are smooth because they have an entire book of stories to use as pickup lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, and even afterwards, or dirty talk, pillow talk, like, damn, baby, your bush was burning. You know, like something like, I mean,
that is
weird.
Not good.
Was not a compliment.
Yeah,
at all.
She's like, damn right, why is it itches all the time?
Jesus. New.
Bet you can. Do you swallow? I bet you can turn it into wine.
Ooh.
Mm.
You've had pastors hit on you?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
Bet you thought about it, right?
Multiple times. Well, the pastors.
Multiple times. God.
Yeah, multiple times.
That's crazy.
There's been two pastors that I would have possibly like dated, but I could tell that they weren't actually trying to date me. They just wanted to have sex with me. So I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. And they were married probably.
No. They weren't married. Yeah. I've had married ones that hit on me too, but the ones who were putting the full court press were not married.
See, like your list of dudes is sketch a little bit, you know, between convicts, married men, and, you know, cheating pastors and all that stuff. Like you,
it's not my list. Most women have encountered different men on different levels. It's not just my list.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, we should bring that up on the radio show.
Yes, they have encountered men of all walks of life that have hit on them, try to have sex with them at some point. Yes, it's not just one really? Type of man. No.
That's
interesting.
Can you shoot that to me in an email? That's pretty good. Yeah. Because I, you know, I don't know about you, Nelson. You know, even back in my Big Daddy Bang Bang days, like I there was no tier of woman. You know, it was just woman, you know?
Woman. Yeah.
Right. There was no, I didn't have a nun that wanted to cheat on the, like I didn't have any of that cool.
No.
I didn't have the married couple that wanted me to watch or that wanted to, you know, I'm not saying that I didn't hook up with some wives, but that was like par for the course.
He was never there in the corner watching?
No, but they were always in like bad relationships. So it was, you know, it was pretty easy. You know, she felt lonely and.
Goes to the next level when he's sitting there.
Yeah, nobody should be married in their 20s anyway, so I was doing them a favor. But but I never had a tear. Did you ever tear?
No, I was just lucky to get any, and then I ramped it up as I got into deeper into my 20s. Like, I didn't know the touch of a woman until I was 20.
You didn't. What do you mean?
Like, I made out, like, I didn't make out with anybody till I was 20.
Really?
I had a kiss in grade school with Stacy, the pastor's daughter. And then there was no more kisses again until I was 20.
What the fuck? What is with you people and pastors' daughters and husbands?
I don't know. She was
like, I have never, ever. Hold on.
You went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, but doesn't mean everybody was, parents worked for the cloth. Nobody
but
did.
Nobody's parent did at a Catholic school?
Now, you know what a Catholic school is? It's a collection of rejects. It's an all-star roster of people that their parents didn't want them going to public schools.
Okay.
That's what it was. The girls in Catholic, like, you put your kid in public school, like, there's a good and bad. I loved going to the private Catholic school. I loved it. You know, but the girls were wild. I mean, they were probably more wild than they are at public schools. I don't know about now. Because they'd been, you know, pent up all these years. And, you know, they've been told what to do. And then they meet the kid that, the public school kid, and they're like, woo, you know. That's all it is. You know, it's just she couldn't do it as openly, like in public. Like, I always got in trouble for, what is it called? PDA.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever get in trouble for PDA?
No, I didn't get a kiss until I was 20, so no.
Oh, that's right.
There was no woman holding my hand in the hallway.
So, you know what PDA is, right?
Public Display of Affection.
Right, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, PDA, that was when the nun, that bitch is still alive, too. She's a fucking devil. Like, that woman is, like, she was, the way she looks now, I'm 48. I graduated at 17. So you're talking 30-ish years ago. That bitch looks the same. She, and not better, she right. always looked bad. She is the devil in disguise. I'm telling you. We called her Sister Lucia. Her name was
she's
Sister.
She's still kicking.
Still, she's never going to die. Never in the history of death will that woman die or retire. and I can I tell you she's straight arrow Janeiro. She's never had any sex. She's never done anything bad. She was raised in the old school church.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And she would always get on my shit about my public display of affection with my girlfriend. And when I say PDA, I was holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where nothing, right? She brings me into her office, sits me down with my mother, and says to my mother in front of me in her office, aka fucking hell, and she goes, "Your son will never amount to anything. Look at me now, bitch."
Jesus.
You're right. I didn't amount to shit. I'm a loser.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to say you're right, and I should have listened to you back then. But it wasn't because of that. It was because of other things. But
sure.
Anyway, so.
Because you didn't join the FBI.
So anyway, I got, yeah, that's right. I've got a mission now, and my mission is the D to the D.
Mm-hmm.
The D to the D.
Right?
It's justify me a date for Valentine's Day. That's your mission.
Oh, and I've got bigger plans than what you know, and I just went out and talked to some people about it.
What?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What did you do?
Mm-hmm. It's thanks to, actually, I think I want to thank Tara Ferguson, one of our two peers, because she had sent a story. So I think I can thank her for the idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
I know. Why don't you get excited for me?
I can only imagine what you've done. Now, and you've gone out in the hall to talk to people, so I don't know what this is about to amount to.
I'm on fire. Like, every once in a while I get on these creative runs. And I'm just on fire right now.
I know.
Just, you know, between the estate sale and, you know, because I had another idea for Valentine's Day, but legal here wouldn't let me do it.
Which is am I going to be the idea now?
Yeah, you're plan B.
Plan B.
You're the abortion plan. You're the morning after plan.
Oh my gosh.
So all right. Well, that's that. We'll finish things. Did you guys have anything else to say? Want to say something?
Mm-mm.
No. Doug, you want to say anything?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Is he playing the music?
No, not yet. But, you know, Doug says we're good, so we're good.
Oh.
Should he be playing the music?
Well, then I didn't know because I didn't hear the music that it was at time for the wrap-up time. So if that's
there
what you mean by anything else.
Yeah, well, I didn't cue him. I was just seeing if he had anything he wanted to say. You can pull it down a little bit.
Just a hair.
Loud. It's loud.
That's what he's saying. He's loud.
It's loud. Give us a like, share, follow on the social at Listen to the V. Oh, by the way, I'm waiting for something to happen, and then I'm planning on launching another podcast. You guys are not involved.
Okay.
But it's a really good idea. I think people will enjoy it. It'll be a different side of me.
Ooh.
It'll be something.
It'll be the softer side of
softer,
tears.
Softer, sweeter.
It'll be the softer side of Jason Bailey. It'll be a side that many of you enjoy and like. Other than the honest side, like I am every time and I get beat up for it.
Right.
She won't even accept my apology.
Nope.
She won't even say thank you.
Nope. I will say thank you for my birthday gift. I will say that.
Which you haven't, as of right now, gotten yet.
But I know it's going to be amazing, so I want to say thank you now. I'm going to say thank you live. I'm just going to say thank you, thank you, thank
Don't
you.
Don't say that yet. I know we released this on Wednesday, but I'm worried about it.
Don't be worried. It's going
to
be amazing.
You can listen live on 98 Rock on our show, 6 to 10 Pacific, when we do the prizes, but I am worried about it. This is kind of weird. It's like a Back to the Future podcast, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So at Listen to the BS on social, at The Bailey Show on YouTube. We'll put the full-length podcast up there if you want. If you're not a two-peer yet and you want to join the private Facebook group, please do that. On Facebook, just search for The BS Two Peers. I think that's good. We stream the radio show now, 7 a.m. To 9 a.m. on the show's Facebook, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. All right, Nikki, you got anything before we get out?
Yes, my birthday list will remain.
Does it go on afterwards?
That's what she's saying.
It's going to remain online. I mean, I still get gifts after my birthday pass, but yeah.
Yes.
So I could give you something in April.
Yeah, like there's things that I have on my list that I won't get. So whatever the next holiday is, which is nothing for me, somebody might just want to get me something. Okay, Valentine's Day. I don't really celebrate it, but they might say, oh, she wanted this for her birthday. She didn't get it. I'll get her this for Valentine's Day.
What about Juneteenth?
Mm-hmm. You don't normally get gifts for Juneteenth.
But it is a holiday.
New.
It's a holiday, yeah.
Could I get you something for that day?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay. So I might wait.
I never turn down gifts. It's my love language.
I might spread some of them out throughout the year. Boxing Day, get you one.
I need a new pair of gloves.
What is that? What's that face? Usually you say my name beforehand.
I said Boxing Day, and she's thinking that it's actually boxing.
No.
Anyway.
Really? You don't know that that day is called box? Never mind. Okay.
Nelson, you got anything?
If there are any potential Trudies listening or watching, my bush is non-existent, so you know it ain't burning.
Oh, that's a conversation we should have next week. I found a new razor. You should see my penis area.
Oh, I want to hear all about it.
Oh, my God.
I want it so bad already.
I didn't think this could happen. I
the razor,
look good.
Not your penis area.
I like to sit out that podcast.
No.
No,
I like to not
Monday.
Be
I'm not going to offer myself because that's weird, and right. I couldn't. No. I mean, she would laugh at what she's used to and what I have.
Right.
So I'm going to make it my mission to try and find her some dick.
Well, are you going to at least try to find a man that's handsome, tall, got something going on?
I'm
going
to try.
Not just anybody.
I'm going to try to find. Someone that you want.
Okay. Somebody that I want, not just anybody.
Yeah, like I'm going to be the matchmaker.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
Good luck with that. I'm very interested to see where you will find this person at.
It's funny.
I ain't seen him.
It's funny, for like the last 30 minutes of doing the podcast, I keep seeing Nelson trying to cue Doug to hit the applause, and Doug still has yet to acknowledge him. This dude is in outer fucking space right now. He is like in La La Land. And it's becoming so distracting. It's like a dolphin, like our seal. And I'm like, how do you not see that, bro? He's sitting there telling you to hit the applause.
Well, truth be told, he told me not to touch any of the sound effects on my first go around. So, all right. No.
That's a miscommunication then, Doug, on my part, because I meant not to mess with the drops.
Oh.
Not to worry about playing the penises.
Oh, gotcha.
Or that's a marsupial.
Ah. You do it pretty well.
That's my favorite clip.
I'm going to push the camera and you do it. Oh, no, shit. Now he's found the applause button.
Oh, no.
Loud as shit applause.
King of the applause.
All right. So, anyway, that's my two cents with you right now.
Okay. I'm interested in seeing how this goes.
And I really...
And I'm going to be open to it.
Yeah. And I just want you to say thank you for the acknowledgement and the observation and finally allowing you to talk about the truth in your birthday.
I was ready to say thank you. I was. Okay. And then you went left, so I'm not saying thank you anymore.
What do I have to do to get that back?
Yeah, how do we go
right? I think it's too late. You already went to the left. You were like, you know, it's not me. It's not you. It's me. I acknowledge it. And I'm like, wow, this is great. Like, we're getting somewhere. And then you're like, yeah, because you're just desperate and you don't have friends and you're miserable. And I'm like, whoa.
Oh, my God. That was so set out of love.
Mm-mm.
No.
So why? You got to remember, he's broken.
I am broken.
You're not applying that filter.
I'm not.
Yeah, like,
I'm not giving him that pass.
Why? No one taught him how to love.
Why is it with you? It just has to be a, you know, just a pro you, without any little bumps in the road. Like, I'm sitting here, like pouring my heart out to you, and I'm never this open. I'm never this emotional. This podcast has actually made me more in touch with my emotions. And I'm sitting here doing everything that I'm always told I don't do, and you just throw it back in my face. Like,
no,
it's not
a big deal.
I applauded
you on this podcast when you have let those emotions flow, and I thought they were amazing. I was very proud of you, and I have said that. I said that when you went down the list to reach out to the people that you felt like you wanted to make amends with. I applauded you for that.
Yeah, but
I'm just not applauding you for calling me miserable. It's not happening.
But I did it because I thought you'd understand that I was just doing it because I understood you, but you don't even acknowledge it.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Such a fucker.
What was that?
You see why? You see why I can't say thank you to him? Oh, thank you to you, potty mouth.
Such a fucker.
Then he's gonna say blessed after it.
Yeah, bless you.
I told you.
You're such a blessed fucker.
No, don't say that. Oh my God.
You know what you need?
What?
Oh my God.
What do I need?
Amen.
A church? Yes, I do need a church. I can't find one.
A man. Amen.
Yeah, we already talked about that. That's what you're finding me.
Not men, just a man.
Yeah. Like, we can totally do the church swerve.
What? Yes.
I don't know about that.
Crucifix.
No. No, 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 no.
Cruise of sex no. is good.
Ah.
That is not good. Nelson, you're supposed to be turning over a new leaf.
Oh, my God, because you're thorny.
No. Ooh. No, we are not mixing Jesus into sex. That's all bad.
You don't want to cross
I'm not
sister?
Having no parts of that. Fornication is already something I'm not supposed to be doing. No.
Gotcha.
No.
Gotcha.
Gosh, think of what you're supposed to be doing, right?
He said you don't want to cross that. Yeah, she didn't hear it.
I didn't hear it.
She didn't hear it the first time.
God forgive him.
Crossing he knows not what he do.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, Nelson. You are not out of the woods without that laughing.
I'm sorry, Jesus.
You are not out of the woods.
I apologize, Jesus.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Bad influence.
So, well, that's your shtick. I mean, you're used to banging convicts. I mean, you start doing these guys in church. You haven't met anybody when you do you still go to church?
I had to stop going to the church that I found here because I found out the pastor was doing inappropriate stuff with the old girl that I'm not friends with anymore.
For real?
For real.
He married?
Yes, he is.
See, that's why some of this shit's shady, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's the second church of Jesus Christ. You need to find the first. They're all over the place. It's always the second one where the pastor's a
yeah, it was. I didn't like what was going on, so I stopped going there. So I'm trying to find another one, but ever, it's not easy.
You ever wonder how that works? I mean, you see it all the time in the news, right? You have a guy of that type of power, and, you know, I don't believe that he doesn't believe, right? But he's a human being, and, you know, and they get the pass, right, when they admit it because it's temptation, and they acknowledge it, and they use uh-huh. those types of words. And it's usually well done. Nobody believes them, but it's well done, and, you know, their minions believe them and all that kind of stuff. But, like, I always wonder, okay, so you say you have dude and wife,
mm-hmm.
dudes with, as you call her, old girl, right? And, you know, he's got the icebreaker because she is the beta to his alpha. She acknowledges him. She admires him. He's a celebrity-esque to her.
Right.
He's up there preaching to the choir, so to speak, and, like, legitimately preaching to the choir. And then you're going, like, how does it first happen? Like, how does she attack him, or does he attack her? Does he lean in and he says, or does he pull one of those? And she goes, what's wrong? You went silent. He goes, he's speaking to me.
Oh, no. Is that
how that works? Because that's how I would do it, right?
No.
If I were that guy and had that kind of power.
You're an abuser of that power. That you're not just saying you would just do that. You're not fantasizing about it. But if that's what you were going to do.
Well, is it abuse or is it like, do they honestly believe that? Because they might honestly believe that. And you'd sit there and go, oh, my God, he's talking to me. And who's talking to you? My Lord and Spirit.
Well, that feels blasphemous.
That's when you have to have common sense, because I have had men that I've met that were pastors that have told me, God told me that you're supposed to be my wife. Yeah. Now, if I was dumb and I just fell for it because he told me that because he's a pastor, then his next sentence is, you know, that means we should be together and, you know, basically let's have sex. I'd be some dummy that would be falling for that. So I do not give them any passes. And the women that fall for that type of stuff, I just think they're weak minded because you know good and well that that's not the truth. You know it's not.
In the next line. You want to know the next line?
What?
This is not an accident. Your name's Trinity. Right? Like if her name were Trinity,
mm-hmm.
she was a stripper, right? Like isn't that weird? Like strippers are Trinity. Nobody in real life's Trinity. Strippers
no,
are
one.
Trinity, but it's yep. like the holiest of names next to hope, you know, or faith, right?
Grace,
right. Yeah, right.
Right.
How was I last night? Amazing. but that's like the easy like icebreaker. These guys are smooth because they have an entire book of stories to use as pickup lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, and even afterwards, or dirty talk, pillow talk, like, damn, baby, your bush was burning. You know, like something like, I mean,
that is not good.
Burning. Not a compliment.
Yeah.
At no. all.
She's like, damn right, why is it itches all the time?
Jesus.
New.
Bet you can. Do you swallow? I bet you can turn it into wine.
Ooh.
Mm.
You've had pastors hit on you?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
Bet you thought about it, right?
Multiple times. Well, the pastors.
Multiple times. God.
Yeah, multiple times.
That's crazy.
There's been two pastors that I would have possibly like dated, but I could tell that they weren't actually trying to date me. They just wanted to have sex with me. So I was like, No, thank you.
Yeah, and they were married probably.
No. They weren't married. Yeah. I've had married ones that hit on me too, but the ones who were putting the full court press were not married.
See, like your list of dudes is sketch a little bit. You know, between convicts, married men, and, you know, cheating pastors and all that stuff. Like you,
it's not my list. Most women have encountered different men on different levels. It's not just my list.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, we should bring that up on the radio show.
Yes, they have encountered men of all walks of life that have hit on them, try to have sex with them at some point. Yes, it's not just one really? Type of man. No.
That's
interesting.
Can you shoot that to me in an email? That's pretty good. Yeah. Because I, you know, I don't know about you, Nelson. You know, even back in my Big Daddy Bang Bang days, like I there was no tier of woman. You know, it was just woman. You know, woman.
Yeah,
right. There was no. I didn't have a nun that wanted to cheat on the.
No,
you know,
no,
like I didn't have any of that cool.
No,
I didn't have the married couple that wanted me to watch or that wanted to. You know, I'm not saying that I didn't hook up with some wives, but that was like par for the course.
He was never there in the corner watching.
No, but they were always in like bad relationships. So it was, you know, it was pretty easy. You know, she felt lonely and
goes to the next level when he's sitting there.
Yeah, nobody should be married in their 20s anyway, so I was doing them a favor. But but I never had a tear. Did you ever tear?
No, I was just lucky to get any, and then I ramped it up as I got into deeper into my 20s. Like, I didn't know the touch of a woman until I was 20.
You didn't. What do you mean?
Like, I made out, like, I didn't make out with anybody till I was 20.
Really?
I had a kiss in grade school with Stacy, the pastor's daughter. And then there was no more kisses again until I was 20.
What the fuck? What is with you people and pastors' daughters and husbands?
I don't know. She was
like, I have never, ever. Hold on.
You went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, but doesn't mean everybody was, parents worked for the cloth. Nobody
but
did.
Nobody's parent did at a Catholic school?
Now, you know what a Catholic school is? It's a collection of rejects. It's an all-star roster of people that their parents didn't want them going to public schools.
Okay.
That's what it was. The girls in Catholic, like, you put your kid in public school, like, there's a good and bad. I loved going to the private Catholic school. I loved it. You know, but the girls were wild. I mean, they were probably more wild than they are at public schools. I don't know about now, because they'd been, you know, pent up all these years, and, you know, they've been told what to do. And then they meet the kid that, the public school kid, and they're like, woo, you know? That's all it is. You know, it's just she couldn't do it as openly, like in public. Like, I always got in trouble for, what is it called? PDA.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever get in trouble for PDA?
No, I didn't get a kiss until I was 20, so no.
Oh, that's right.
There was no woman holding my hand in the hallway.
So you know what PDA is, right?
Public display of affection.
Right, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, PDA, that was when the nun, that bitch is still alive, too. She's a fucking devil. Like, that woman is, like, she was, the way she looks now, I'm 48. I graduated at 17. So you're talking 30-ish years ago. That bitch looks the same. She, and not better, she right. always looked bad. She is the devil in disguise. I'm right. telling you. We called her Sister Lucia. Her name was
she's
Sister.
She's still kicking.
Still, she's never going to die. Never in the history of death will that woman die or retire. and I can I tell you she's straight arrow Janeiro. She's never had any sex. She's never done anything bad. She was raised in the old school church.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And she would always get on my shit about my public display of affection with my girlfriend. And when I say PDA, I was holding hands to the point
where nothing.
Right. She brings me into her office, sits me down with my mother. And says to my mother in front of me in her office, a.k.a. fucking hell. And she goes, your son will never amount to anything. Look at me now, bitch.
Jesus.
You're right. I didn't amount to shit. I'm a loser.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to say you're right. And I should have listened to you back then. But it wasn't because of that. It was because of other things. But
sure.
Anyway, so.
Because you didn't join the FBI.
So anyway, I got, yeah, that's right. I've got a mission now, and my mission is the D to the D.
The D to the D.
Right?
It's just to find me a date for Valentine's Day. That's your mission.
Oh, and I've got bigger plans than what you know, and I just went out and talked to some people about it.
What?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, what did you do?
Mm-hmm. It's thanks to, actually, I think I want to thank Tara Ferguson, one of our two peers, because she had sent a story. So I think I can thank her for the idea.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
I know. Why don't you get excited for me?
I can only imagine what you've done now, and you've gone out in the hall to talk to people, so I don't know what this is about to amount to.
I'm on fire. Like my like every once in a while I get on these creative runs and I'm just on fire right now.
I know.
Just, you know, between the estate sale and, you know, because I had another idea for Valentine's Day, but legal here wouldn't let me do it.
Which am I gonna be the idea now?
Yeah, you're plan B.
Plan B. For
you're the
D.
abortion plan. You're the morning after plan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that's that. We'll finish things. Did you guys have anything else to say? Want to say something?
Mm-mm.
No. Doug, you want to say anything?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Is he playing the music?
No, not yet. But you know, Doug says we're good, so we're good.
Oh.
Should he be playing the music?
Well, then I didn't know because I didn't hear the music that it was at time for the wrap-up time. So if that's
there
what you meant by anything else.
Yeah, well, I didn't cue him. I was just seeing if he had anything he wanted to say. You can pull it down a little bit.
Just a hair.
Loud.
It's loud. That's what he's saying. He's loud.
It's loud. Give us a like, share, follow on the social at Listen to the Beat. Oh, by the way, I'm waiting for something to happen, and then I'm planning on launching another podcast. You guys are not involved.
Okay.
But it's a really good idea. I think people will enjoy it. It'll be a different side of me.
Ooh.
It'll be something.
It'll be the softer side of
softer,
tears.
Softer, sweeter.
It'll be the softer side of Jason Bailey. It'll be a side that many of you enjoy and like. Other than the honest side, like I am every time and I get beat up for it.
Right.
She won't even accept my apology.
Nope.
She won't even say thank you.
Nope. I will say thank you for my birthday gift. I will say that.
Which you haven't, as of right now, gotten yet.
But I know it's going to be amazing, so I want to say thank you now. I'm going to say thank you live. I'm just going to say thank you, thank you, thank
Don't
you.
Don't say that yet. I know we released this on Wednesday, but I'm worried about it.
Don't be worried. It's going
to
be amazing.
You can listen live on 98 Rock on our show, 6 to 10 Pacific, when we do the prizes, but I am worried about it. This is kind of weird. It's like a Back to the Future podcast, right?
Yeah.
So at Listen to the BS on social, at The Bailey Show on YouTube, we'll put the full-length podcast up there if you want. If you're not a two-peer yet and you want to join the private Facebook group, please do that. On Facebook, just search for the BS Two Peers. I think that's good. We stream the radio show now, 7 a.m. To 9 a.m. on the show's Facebook, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. All right, Nikki, you got anything before we get out?
Yes, my birthday list will remain.
Does it go on afterwards?
That's what she's saying.
It's going to remain online. I mean, I still get gifts after my birthday pass, but yeah.
Yes.
So I could give you something in April.
Yeah, like there's things that I have on my list that I won't get. So whatever the next holiday is, which is nothing for me, somebody might just want to get me something. Okay, Valentine's Day. I don't really celebrate it, but they might say, oh, she wanted this for her birthday. She didn't get it. I'll get her this for Valentine's Day.
What about Juneteenth?
You don't normally get gifts for Juneteenth.
But it is a holiday.
It's a holiday, yeah.
Could I get you something for that day?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay. So I might wait.
I never turn down gifts. It's my love language.
I might spread some of them out throughout the year. Boxing Day, get you one.
I need a new pair of gloves.
What is that? What's that face? Usually you say my name beforehand.
I said Boxing Day, and she's thinking that it's actually boxing.
No.
Anyway.
Really? You don't know that day's called boxing? Never mind. Okay.
Nelson, you got anything?
If there are any potential Trudies listening or watching, my bush is non-existent, so you know it ain't burning.
Oh, that's a conversation we should have next week. I found a new razor. You should see my penis area.
Oh, I want to hear all about it.
Oh, my God.
I want it so bad already.
I didn't think this could happen. I
the razor,
look good.
Not your penis area.
I like to sit out that podcast.
No.
Thank you. No, I like to not Monday, be here. 7 o'clock.
I'm going to send you some pictures of the fluffy parts around.
Do that. I want to see.
It's really good.
I want to see. I want it so bad.
But it's weird looking because I've never had it that short. It almost looks dirty.
Oh, okay. I get that. Yeah, it's the first time you go no hair down there,
yeah.
It's a look for sure.
I look Hispanic.
Silly.
Doug?
Happy birthday, Nikki D. I hope you enjoyed that crocheted gift I got you.
Thank you, Doug.
Always with the big guns at the end right there. Yep. Look at that guy.
I've been saving it up.
As always, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Please like and share to other people. Listen to the radio show if you can. Have yourself a great rest of your week. Until next Wednesday, bye!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support.
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here.
I would be falling for that. So I do not give them any passes, and the women that fall for that type of stuff, I just think they're weak-minded because you know good and well that that's not the truth. You know it's not.
In the next line. You want to know the next line?
What?
This is not an accident. Your name's Trinity. Right? Like if her name were Trinity, mm-hmm. and she was a stripper, right? Like isn't that weird? Like strippers are Trinity. Nobody in real life's Trinity. Strippers are Trinity, but it's like the holiest of names next to Hope, you know, or Faith, right?
Grace,
right. Yeah, right.
Right.
How was I last night? Amazing. but that's like the easy like icebreaker. These guys are smooth because they have an entire book of stories to use as pickup lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know, and even afterwards or dirty talk, pillow talk, like, damn, baby, your bush was burning. You know, like something. I mean,
that is not good.
Not a compliment.
Yeah.
At all.
You're like, damn right, why is it itches all the time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus. New.
Bet you can. Do you swallow? I bet you can turn it into wine.
Ooh.
Mm.
You've had pastors hit on you?
Oh, yeah. Multiple times.
Bet you thought about it, right?
Multiple times. Well, the pastors.
Multiple times. God.
Yeah, multiple times.
That's crazy.
There's been two pastors that I would have possibly like dated, but I could tell that they weren't actually trying to date me. They just wanted to have sex with me. So I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah. And they were married probably.
No. They weren't married. Yeah. I've had married ones that hit on me too, but the ones who were putting the full court press were not married.
See, like your list of dudes is sketch a little bit, you know, between convicts, married men, and, you know, cheating pastors and all that stuff. Like you,
it's not my list. Most women have encountered different men on different levels. It's not just my list.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, we should bring that up on the radio show.
Yes. They have encountered men of all walks of life that have hit on them, try to have sex with them at some point. Yes. It's not just one type of man. No.
That's interesting. Can you shoot that to me in an email? That's pretty good. Yeah. Because I don't know about you, Nelson. You know, even back in my Big Daddy Bang Bang days, like, I there was no tier of woman. You know, it was just woman. You know? Woman.
Yeah.
Right. There was no, I didn't have a nun that wanted to cheat on the, I didn't have any of that cool.
No.
I didn't have the married couple that wanted me to watch or that wanted to, you know, I'm not saying that I didn't hook up with some wives, but that was like par for the course.
He was never there in the corner watching?
No, but they were always in like bad relationships. So it was, you know, it was pretty easy. You know, she felt lonely and
goes to the next level when he's sitting there.
Yeah, nobody should be married in their 20s anyway, so I was doing them a favor. But I never had a tier. Did you ever have a tier?
No, I was just lucky to get any, and then I ramped it up as I got into deeper into my 20s. Like, I didn't know the touch of a woman until I was 20.
You didn't. What do you mean?
Like, I made out, virgin. I didn't make out with anybody till I was 20.
Really?
I had a kiss in grade school with Stacy, the pastor's daughter. And then there was no more kisses again until I was 20.
What the fuck? What is with you people and pastors' daughters and husbands? Like, I have never, ever. Hold on.
You went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, but doesn't mean everybody was parents worked for the cloth. Nobody
but
did.
But nobody's parent did at a Catholic school?
Now, you know what a Catholic school is? It's a collection of rejects. It's an all-star roster of people that their parents didn't want them going to public schools.
Okay.
That's what it was. The girls in Catholic, like, you put your kid in public school, like, there's a good and bad. I loved going to the private Catholic school. I loved it. You know, but the girls were wild. I mean, they were probably more wild than they are at public schools. I don't know about now, because mm-hmm. they'd been, you know, pent up all these years and, you know, they've been told what to do. And then they meet the kid that the public school kid and they're like, woo, you know, that's all okay. it is. You know, it's just you couldn't do it as openly like in public. Like mm-hmm. I always got in trouble for what is it called? PDA.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you ever get in trouble for PDA?
No, I didn't get a kiss until I was 20, so no.
Oh, that's right.
There was no woman holding my hand in the hallway.
So you know what PDA is, right?
Public display of affection.
Right, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, PDA, that was when the nun, that bitch is still alive, too. She's a fucking devil. Like, that woman is, like, she was, the way she looks now, I'm 48. I graduated at 17. So you're talking 30-ish years ago. That bitch looks the same. She, and not better. She right. always looked bad. She is the devil in disguise. I'm right. telling you. We called her Sister Lucia. Her name was
She's
Sister.
She's still kicking.
Still, she's never going to die. Never in the history of death will that woman die or retire. And I can I tell you, she's straight arrow Janeiro. She's never had any sex. She's never done anything bad. She was raised in the old school church.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And she would always get on my shit about my public display of affection with my girlfriend. And when I say PDA, I was holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
To the point
nothing.
Where nothing, right? She brings me into her office, sits me down with my mother, and says to my mother in front of me in her office, aka fucking hell, and she goes, "Your son will never amount to anything. Look at me now, bitch."
Jesus.
You're right. I didn't amount to shit. I'm a loser.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to say you're right, and I should have listened to you back then. But it wasn't because of that. It was because of other things. But
sure.
Anyway, so.
Because you didn't join the FBI.
So anyway, I got, yeah, that's right. I've got a mission now, and my mission is the deed to the D.
Mm-hmm.
The D to the D.
Right?
It's just to find me a date for Valentine's Day. That's your mission.
Oh, and I've got bigger plans than what you know, and I just went out and talked to some people about it.
What?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What did you do?
Mm-hmm. It's thanks to, actually, I think I want to thank Tara Ferguson, one of our two peers, because she had sent a story. So I think I can thank her for the idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She's so excited.
I know. Why don't you get excited for me?
I can only imagine what you've done. Now, and you've gone out in the hall to talk to people, so I don't know what this is about to amount to.
I'm on fire. Like, every once in a while I get on these creative runs, and I'm just on fire right now.
I know.
Just, you know, between the estate sale and, you know, because I had another idea for Valentine's Day, but legal here wouldn't let me do it.
Which is am I finna be the idea now?
Yeah, you're plan B.
Plan B.
You're the abortion plan. You're the morning after plan.
Oh my
god. So all right. Well, that's that. We'll finish things. Do you guys have anything else to say? Want to say something?
Mm-mm.
No. Doug, you want to say anything?
I think we're good.
Okay.
Is he playing the music?
No, not yet. But you know, Doug says we're good, so we're good.
Oh.
Should he be playing the music?
Well, then I didn't know because I didn't hear the music that it was at time for the wrap-up time. So if that's
there
what you meant by
go.
Anything else.
Yeah, well, I didn't cue him. I was just seeing if he had anything he wanted to say. You pull it down a little bit.
Just a hair.
Loud.
It's loud. That's what he's saying. He's loud.
It's loud. Give us a like, share, follow on the social at Listen to the VA. Oh, by the way, I'm waiting for something to happen, and then I'm planning on launching another podcast. You guys are not involved.
Okay.
But it's a really good idea. I think people will enjoy it. It'll be a different side of me.
Ooh.
It'll be something.
It's going to be the softer side of
softer,
tears.
Softer, sweeter.
It'll be the softer side of Jason Bailey. It'll be a side that many of you enjoy and like. Other than the honest side, like I am every time and I get beat up for it.
Right.
She won't even accept my apology.
Nope.
She won't even say thank you.
Nope. I will say thank you for my birthday gift. I will say that.
Which you haven't, as of right now, gotten yet.
But I know it's going to be amazing, so I want to say thank you now. I'm going to say thank you live. I'm just going to say thank you, thank you, thank
Don't
you.
Don't say that yet. I know we released this on Wednesday, but I'm worried about it.
Don't be worried. It's going
to
be amazing.
You can listen live on 98 Rock on our show, 6 to 10 Pacific, when we do the prizes, but I am worried about it. This is kind of weird. It's like a Back to the Future podcast, right?
Yeah.
So at Listen to the BS on social, at The Bailey Show on YouTube, we'll put the full-length podcast up there if you want. If you're not a two-peer yet and you want to join the private Facebook group, please do that. On Facebook, just search for The BS Two Peers. I think that's good. We stream the radio show now, 7 a.m. To 9 a.m. on the show's Facebook, as well as the 98 Rock Facebook page. All right, Nikki, you got anything before we get out?
Yes, my birthday list will remain.
Does it go on afterwards?
That's what she's saying.
It's going to remain online. I mean, people still, I still get gifts after my birthday pass, but yeah.
Yes.
So I could give you something in April.
Yeah, like there's things that I have on my list that I won't get. So whatever the next holiday is, which is nothing for me, somebody might just want to get me something. Okay, Valentine's Day. I don't really celebrate it, but they might say, oh, she wanted this for her birthday. She didn't get it. I'll get her this for Valentine's Day.
What about Juneteenth?
You don't normally get gifts for Juneteenth.
But it is a holiday.
New.
It's a holiday, yeah.
Could I get you something for that day?
Sure, if you want to.
Okay. So I might wait.
I never turn down gifts. It's my love language.
I might spread some of them out throughout the year. Boxing Day, get you one.
I need a new pair of gloves.
What is that? What's that face? Usually you say my name beforehand.
I said Boxing Day, and she's thinking that it's actually boxing.
No.
Anyway.
Really? You don't know that that day's called boxing? Never mind. Okay.
Nelson, you got anything?
If there are any potential Trudies listening or watching, my bush is non-existent, so you know it ain't burning.
Oh, that's a conversation we should have next week. I found a new razor. You should see my penis area.
Oh, I want to hear all about it.
Oh, my God.
I want it so bad already.
I didn't think this could happen.
The razor,
good.
Not your penis area.
I like to sit out that podcast.
No.
I like to not Monday, be here. 7 o'clock.
I'm going to send you some pictures of the fluffy parts around.
Do that. I want to see.
It's really good.
I want to see. I want it so bad.
But it's weird looking because I've never had it that short. It almost looks dirty.
Oh, okay. I get that. Yeah, it's the first time you go no hair down there, it's a look for sure.
I look Hispanic.
silly.
Doug?
Happy birthday, Nikki D. I hope you enjoyed that crocheted gift I got you.
Thank you, Doug.
Always with the big guns at the end right there. Yep. Look at that guy.
I've been saving it up.
As always, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Please like and share to other people. Listen to the radio show if you can. Have yourself a great rest of your week. Until next Wednesday. Bye!
Get off my lawn! It's old man Kevin, and the BS is done for right now.
Please share, like, and support
TheBaileyShow.com.
Now, get out of here!